With the Brazil Olympics just months away, we want to check in now with the coach of one of the biggest stars of the last few summer games, Michael Phelps, who is hoping to compete again this year. His coach since he was 11 is Bob Bowman, who's just written a book called The Golden Rules, 10 Steps to World-Class Excellence in Your Life and Work. He joins us for this week's View from the Top conversation. That's our series of talks with leaders. Bob Bowman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, they have called you the mad scientist, by the way. Right. Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm always looking for a way to, help people go faster. In Michael's case, you know, as he stayed in the sport longer and longer, I had to be more and more creative to find ways to keep pushing him to new levels of performance. So I think that's where that came from.
How did you do that? How did you push him to new levels of performance?
Well, many different ways. We looked for technical ways that we could improve his swimming. Michael's famous for doing the underwater kicking in swimming, and that was one of the things that we really developed that I think now most people do as a standard part of their repertoire. We've used technology. Like right now, we're using sleep monitors and a lot of stuff like that that's recently come out. So we're always looking for that little edge.
But one of the things you talk about in this book is it has so much more to do with techniques and things that you use in the pool.
Sure.
That there's so much about his mentality, his state of mind, what he does when he's not swimming.
Without question. You know, all of the technique and technology doesn't really mean anything if you don't come in the pool with the right attitude and you don't have the right goals and you don't have a plan to get there. So the things that you'll see in this book are really the steps that we use to get the mental game plan going.
And steps like what? What do you do to change somebody's mindset to make it so that they actually perform better in whatever they're doing?
Well, the first thing you have to do is have a vision for where you want to go. And that implies knowing exactly where you are. So I think one of the hallmarks of my relationship with Michael is that we've always been 100% honest about where we think we are on a given day, what we can do to improve. And then we can look down the line and say, well, here's where we want to be. And what's the difference between those two points?
How did you learn these things that you're now trying to teach others? You did not go, I don't know whether there's a standard route for a coach, but you studied music composition and child psychology before you started coaching.
Well, I've been doing this for 30 years, so you have a lot of time to make mistakes. Someone said, I think it was Niels Bohr said, an expert is someone who's made every possible mistake in his field of study. And I think I'm there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you have a lot of trial and error learning. But I think there's so many similarities to athletic preparation for performance and musical preparation for performance. And it all deals with goal setting, being able to come up with a vision where you want to go, set up your plan to get there, and then most importantly, follow through with that plan and be able to adjust as things maybe go off the rails a little bit, which they always do.
What is the difference between the skills that you need to coach an individual mm-hmm. and the skills that you would need to coach, let's say, a basketball team? I'm thinking the coach in the basketball team can see the big picture in a way that maybe an individual player could not, and they act as like a conductor to make it all work together. But when you're just one-on-one with the person, what is it that you have to bring to the equation?
Well, I think the comparison to basketball is the basketball coach needs to know each of the individual's learning styles, the way they communicate best, and then he needs to tie that to the group vision. When it's me and Michael, say, in the pool, I have to know the things that motivate him, that don't motivate him. I have to read the individual signs. And I think what you get is a much more close relationship. And we know virtually everything about each other after 20 years, right? It's almost like a marriage. So we can push each other's buttons at any time. That can be very helpful. It could also kind of mess things up sometimes.
We're speaking with Bob Bowman, who is the author of the book, The Golden Rules, 10 Steps to World-Class Excellence in Your Life and Work. And he also coaches Michael Phelps and had since Michael Phelps was 11 years old. Do you think he's in the best shape that he's ever been at this point?
He's certainly stronger, leaner, and his mental state is definitely the best that it's ever been. So I would say yes to that.
But what about physically?
Oh, no, physically, you know, I think he's at a different place. I think if you ask him to swim for 10,000 meters straight, he may not be in as good a shape as he was when he was a little bit younger. But if you ask him to sprint 100 meters, I would say absolutely. He's just much stronger. The thing that we get with his age is he doesn't recover as fast, so I have to account for that in the training. But in terms of his ability to really race a specific distance, I think it's the best it's ever been.
What does taking a year off do for an athlete? And this is something that he's done.
It didn't really help. Maybe mentally, but when he came back physically, it took a long time for him to get back to a level where he was training anywhere near what he did before. I think both of us were surprised at really how far he got away from that level in 1 year.
Do you think that he shouldn't have done it? You think he should have just kept swimming?
No, I think he should have done it because at the time he was retiring, right? We thought it was over. I think it took him that year to work through the fact that maybe he felt like there was unfinished business in swimming and that it really gave him something that playing golf every day couldn't do. So I think he needed that year.
Well, also, if you're following your method, mm-hmm. it sounds like it can be pretty exhausting after a while that you're just constantly trying to achieve. And at some point, you go, wait a minute, nobody else is doing this. Well, they seem to be happy.
Right. But they don't seem to be winning 18 gold medals.
Right, that's true.
That's
fair
the
enough.
Key.
Right.
So there are trade-offs. And I do think you have to find some balance. You have to find that maybe in different ways than a lot of people might find it. So for me, it was taking a long period of time off after having worked for about 25 years.
You think we're asking too much of our elite athletes right now? I was reading that swimmers now have to compete in big races more than they did in the past.
I don't think we're asking too much because what we're asking them to do is really necessary for their development, I think, to get the performances that they want. But I do think each individual has to kind of make a decision about how they want to go about it. I don't feel like we're asking too much for people that want to, perform in the top one half of 1%.
Well, what do you think is the limit for your relationship with Michael Phelps? Could you say to him, I want you to cancel all of your activities this week and just focus on what I want you to do? Or does he have his own personal time that he can say, Bob, I really need to go to dinner with this person or whatever?
Well, he absolutely has his own personal time, particularly now. When we started out and he was 11, it was pretty much me saying, you need to do this, and then he would do it. But now he's 31 almost, in June he'll be 31. We certainly work together on putting together a plan that works. And he always, because he knows he wants the performances at the end, the training always comes first with him, and he works things in it. And sometimes we compromise. I let him go back for the birth of his child. So that
How
was,
nice of
that
you.
That was okay. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you about something else. You're preparing for the Brazil Olympics. Mm-hmm. A lot of athletes are worried. A lot of coaches are worried about Zika virus.
Sure.
Are you?
I am. I think the greatest thing that bothers people is the unknowns. Like, we really don't know what the long-term effects of Zika are. I think in general, the short-term effects of the symptoms themselves may not be as severe as some of the other forms of, even flu that we have here. But the things that really we have to consider are its effects on pregnant women or women who want to have children and what that might do for them in the long term. So I think the unknowns are the most concerning part.
Do you know if Michael Phelps's fiance is planning to go to Brazil?
I think she is, but I also think we're monitoring the situation daily and looking at all the new information that comes out, and we'll make a decision as we get closer.
Is there any chance that he wouldn't go?
No, he will go.
He will go to Brazil.
Sure.
What do you think is next for you after the Michael Phelps era comes to a close at some point?
Well, I love coaching, and I've just taken a job this past year at Arizona State University, and we are building a world-class program there. I'm loving living in Arizona, so is Michael. He and Nicole have just purchased a home there and plan to stay. He's actually going to help coach with me a little bit. So that's my next challenge, to really sink my teeth into the collegiate program and try to help that develop.
Have you found the next Michael Phelps yet?
There's not going to be a next Michael Phelps. I think that's a good thing. But there are plenty of great swimmers out there who need some guidance and direction, and there are a lot of them I'm talking to right now, so I hope to be working with them in the future.
That's Bob Bowman, the head men's swimming coach for the 2016 U.S. Olympic team, longtime coach of Michael Phelps, and his new book is called The Golden Rules, 10 Steps to World-Class Excellence in Your Life and Work. Bob Bowman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. It was a pleasure.